Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches on Aleph on the top line. Amalei Abaye L'Rabbi Yosef. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "Hai Kuba D'Ara." Kuba D'Ara is a food that's made out of flour and water, a loose batter that's poured on the floor of the oven. Maim Bavarchinan, what is the bracha? Amalei, mi savrit namahu. What makes you assume that it's considered bread? Guvla ba'almahu. All it is just baked dough, which is not considered bread. And therefore, umavachinan alei bari minim mazonis. The bracha is bari minim mazonis. And as the Divrei David explains, since they were not kavei suda, they were not kavei suda on this type of bread. Therefore, it's not considered bread for hamotzi lechem and arts. And therefore, he says, even though there may be a chiyuv challah from this dough, because as we discussed in our previous year, sometimes you even have to take challah even from something which is Belila Raka, but that is not what determines what the bracha is. The determination of what is the bracha is if you kaveh suda or not. Mazutra, says the Gemara, Mazutra kava suda alei. Mazutra would be kaveh suda on such bread, or baruch alei, and since he was kaveh suda, he said, "Hamotzi lechem in aretz," and v'shalosh brachos. He made a motzi, and he said birchas hamazon. And here we see a very important halacha that food that even if normally the halacha is you would make a bari minim zaynus on such a product, but if you kavei a suda on it, then you have to make Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamazon. Amar Mabar Avashi, V'adam Yoitz Be'yidei Chavos BePesach. If you made matzah this way, you could be Yoitz Dechi V'Achilas Matzah. My Tama, because by matzah, the main thing that we want to have is Lechem Oni Kareinim Be'y. And this is certainly Lechem Oni. And as the Divrei David goes on to explain, that what's considered kaviya suda for matzah and what is considered kaviya suda for other foods are not identical. Because since, as our Gemara says, that it's lechem moini, for lechem moini, the requirements are different than for regular lechem. However, here we learned a very important halacha. We learned here the halacha that on something which you are kaveya suda, then you have to make a hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samaches Sivov says the pas haba bekisnin, that's a type of a cake, we'll discuss extensively later in our Masechta, the proper bracha is barim min ha'mezoinus, and the bracha achroina is alamichya. However, if you eat that much of that bread that you kavei suda, then the bracha would be hamotzi and a birchas hamazon. And in fact, the Mishnah Brewer there discusses what is the shear that's considered kavei suda. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan there in Simen Kuf Samches, Sif Yudches, says that there was a real issue that people used to attend different affairs, apparently where they didn't serve bread, they serve pasa babakistan, crackers, and they don't make a hamotzi. But he says people eat many of these pasa babakistan, and they also eat a large meal of the various foods that are eaten there. And therefore, he says, I don't understand how they don't wash the Til Shidayim, how they don't make a hamotzi, how they don't bench. So he wants to say that maybe it doesn't depend on the amount you eat only. It also depends on how you eat. He says, apparently, those meals, which is like maybe a smorgasbord you would attend, was served buffet style, where people didn't actually sit down to a meal. And therefore, maybe it's not considered kviya suda. The shaila of tshuvas, his oiris tshuva, Oir HaChaim, Simon Pei, discusses this shaila as well. And he says that if you eat it derech aroy, then it's not considered kviya suda. And therefore, if you attend a kiddush, even though there may be a very elaborate kiddush, and there's also pasah bo b'kisnan, since it's not your intention to make that into your main Shabbos meal, therefore it's not considered kviya suda. And that seems to be the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, Perek Nondalad Ha'ora Simechei. However, from the Mishnah Brura, it's clear that that's not his opinion. From the Mishnah Brura's opinion, it depends on how much you eat. And if you eat the amount that somebody would normally be kaveya suda, the Mishnah Brura is very clear that you have to say Hamoitzi Brichas Hamozen Netilas Yudayim. Continues the Gemara, Vama Ma'abar Ravashi, Hai Dufshu De Tamri, Date Honey, the halacha is make a shakel mi'bedvari. My tama zeya ba'almahu. It's not considered the fruit. It's only considered zeya ba'alma. It's only considered like sweat. It only considered something that's just moisture that comes out of the fruit. Come on. What is this based on? It says the Gemara Kahai Tana. The Tan, it says in the Mishnah, the Vash Tamarin, the date, the honey, date honey, the Yain Tapuchim, apple cider, the Chomitz Kunis, or vinegar that comes from late season grapes, or Sharmei Peris, or any type of fruit juice, Shatruma, Rebbe Lezo Emi Mechayiv Kerem Kaimish. As we discussed in our previous year, if a Yisrael eats Truma, he has to pay Kerem V'Chaimish. This is considered a real truma product. Rabbi Yeshua Paita. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not considered a real truma product. And that's why the shaila is, what will be the halacha on any juice? And from here it says, it seems that it's not considered a fruit. You make a shahakal. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that any fruit juice, the halacha is you make on it a bari shahakal ni bedvari. The only exception, of course, are olives and grapes. However, the question that the Mishnah Brura, many poskim discuss, is A, the Torah says the words Eretz, Zayish, Shemen, Udvash. So Dvash is considered one of the Shevis Aminim. How do we say Dvash is only a shahakal? To which the Mishnah Brura says that when the Torah says Dvash, it means dates which produce honey, but it's not referring to the honey. What is the halacha on a fruit that's primarily planted and used for juice? So then we have a big machlokes. Some say that at that point you make the same bracha as you make on the fruit. So for orange juice, according to those poskim, we would make, according to that, a bari priates. But the Mishnah Brura says, as our Gemara says, that even under those circumstances, the halacha is you would make a shahakal. Although I did see a very interesting psak from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish wants to say that an orange may be different. He says, if you have an orange which was specifically planted to produce juice, and when you make juice out of the orange, you squeeze everything out of the orange, there's nothing left. Apparently, there's some oranges that when you squeeze them, there's nothing left. then that is considered juice for which you would make a bari priya eitz. And the silas achuvus oz nidbru, chelik zayin simen nun zayin. Also, paskins like that chazanish, that if the fruit was planted with that intention to be used for juice, and indeed all the juice comes out and it gets completely used up when you use it for juice, then the halacha may be that you should make a bari priyotz. But as I said, the Mishnah Brewer's opinion is clearly that you make, even under those circumstances, a shahakal. However, I do have to say, there are other Rishonim that have a different way of learning our sugya. The Bahag says that the bracha on these juices, a shahakal nebidvaray, is only if they're mixed together with water. But if you have pure juice, then the halacha would be that you would make a bari priya eitz. The Rosh disagrees. He says it makes a difference if you squeeze the juice out, then you would make a shahakal. But if the juice oozes out by itself, the halacha is there you would make a bari priya eitz. Continues the Gemara. Amalei huma rabbanan l'rava. One of the rabbanan said to Rava, Trima mahu. What is the halacha? What is the bracha that you make on trima? That, as we're going to see, it's a food that was crushed. La'avadata d'rava ma'kamalei. So Rava didn't understand what was being asked of him. Yos Ravina kamei d'rava. So Ravina was sitting before Rava. Amalei, the shumshu kamamrit. Are you talking about crushed sesame? Or the kirmikamta? Are you talking about crushed salmon? Or the turmi, or the purtsnikamrit? Or are you talking about grape pits that were squeezed? Ad hoch v'hochi, as they were having this discussion, ask Rava Ladate. Rava realized what he was asked. Amalei, chashilta v'adikamrit. You're asking me about chashilton. And you remind me of something that Ravasi said, Hai tamri shel truma, dates of truma, mutalas mem truma, vos las mem shecher. You may allow to make truma, but you're not allowed to make beer. You make truma, we learned many times, you may not destroy. And making beer is considered that you destroy the fruit. But if you just crush the fruit, it's okay. And therefore, says the Gemara, Tamna vividna truma. If you take dates and you make a truma, the halacha is that's still considered the original fruit. And mevarchin alei bari priyetz, it still make the original bracha bari priyetz. My tama, the Messiah kaim k'nimakara, they're considered like they're there at the beginning. So of course, this is the question: when you have a crushed fruit, a crushed vegetable, what will be the halacha? So, from our Gemara, it seems that even though it's crushed, the original bracha is made. However, there are many Rishonim, the Ra'ah, and they want to say that's Rashi's opinion as well. It's only when it's not crushed to the degree where it's no longer noticeable. But if it's so crushed that you can't tell what this was, then the halacha is that you would make a shahakal. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Dalet disagrees. And he says that trima are dates that were crushed and the pits were taken out. It's formed into some sort of a dough, into some sort of a paste. And still, the halacha is that you make a bari priyetz. And that too is the opinion of the Taz, that even if they're completely crushed, the halacha is that you still make the original bracha. And that's what the Mishnah Brewer says is the halacha as well. Particularly, he says, if it's a fruit or a vegetable, which is typically eaten in a way that it's crushed, apples, potatoes, that is taken into consideration, and therefore in those fruits and vegetables, even if they're completely crushed, The halacha is that you would make a bore. The halacha is you would make the bracha by priyat, so by priyadama, not a shahakal. Before we go further, Tosfos, there's a very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos, I high dush the tamri, mevarchim al shahakal. So Tosfos discusses the halacha of juices. And Tosfos says, v'kei mashkim kol mini peiris, the juice of all types of fruits, bar materials for yotzer, except for grape, wine, and oil. Kamin gaba orla. Lafuki ma helchus gedoyrus. The Ma'ariv shenos on toichem mayim. As we quoted the Hilchos Gedolos, that says that only time you make a shahakol on a juice is if you put into it water. The Sheikha didon. And now, as we just discussed beer, says Tosfos, our beer, afgav the shemer yesh ben kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, even though there may be so much barley in the beer that you're consuming a kezayis of barley b'chdei achilas pras, still, you don't make a mezoinus on beer, even though it's made out of barley, out of hops, el shahakel. But Phil Rav Shmuel, who we discussed their opinion in yesterday's year, we're going to discuss their opinion again. The kol sheish by chamesha saminim, that any food that has in it from the chamesha saminim, bevarchina lai barim min mezoinus. So here too, the beer is made out of barley. Hachalai have a mamis oirim, you don't have the barley there, the barley is liquefied. Then sheicher, what beer is only tama ba'alma. Voy mishum sheish ba'ilui achrin ba'pas. Another reason he says is that you can make barley into bread. So if you can make barley into bread, making it into beer is not realizing its potential. Voy, and then he says another chiddush, that whenever you drink a fruit, the halacha is that a fruit that you drink, that you don't eat, the bracha is shahakal. And interestingly, I saw a very powerful vart from Rabbi Eliyahu Fisher, the Rosh Kollel of Ger. He says, what is Tosfos saying? Barley can be made into bread, and barley can be made into beer. Making into bread is a much better use of the barley than making it into beer. So it says, so even though you're making it into beer, but if it didn't reach its full potential, you should have made it into bread, and you only made it into beer, that's considered not reaching a potential, which is unacceptable. Continues the Gemara. Shtisa. What is the bracha on shtisa? Shtisa is a dish made from the flour of kernels that were toasted while still moist. Such flour remains sweet, and they mixed it with oil, water, and salt to form shtisa. So what's the bracha? Rav Amar shakalni b'dvaroi, v'shmul amar b'ayim min ezanis. Amar Rav Chizda v'loi pligi. Ha ba'ova, when we had a thick shtisa, then you make a b'ayim min ezanis. Ha baraka, but if it's a loose shtisa, then you make a shahakal. And the Gemara explains itself. Ava l'achila avdalei. The thick one is made for achila, and therefore you should make a mezainus. The raka, the one with the loose consistency, is l'refuah ka avdalei, is made for purposes of refuah, and since it's made for purposes of refuah, you only make a shahakal. Ask the Gemara. Maser of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, we discussed in our previous year different foods that you may or may not consume on Shabbos because they're a medicine. So first of all, the first question is, can you mix shatisa on Shabbos? Is it considered the melacha of Losh? Says the Gemara, v'shavin shabayachin shatisa b'Shabbos. Everybody agrees that this loose shatisa may be mixed. It's not considered that you were over the melacha of Losh. Because Losh, you're only over when you make it into something with a real thickness, like a dough. And we also like to drink Zeisim HaMitzri in Shabbos, even though it's a laxative. It's not included in what we discussed in our previous shiur, that it should be usur, that you're not allowed to do take refuah on Shabbos. But if we say that people drink lushatisa for refuah, so as we said, refuah b'shabbos mishari. How could you drink it on Shabbos? It's your over refuah on Shabbos. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to make any refuah because Chazal were concerned, unless, of course, you're a sick person that you have a heter, because Chazal were concerned that shchikas amamonim, that you may come to make the medicine yourself, and in making the medicine, you're over the malach of shchikas amamonim. Interesting to point out that I saw that the Mishnah Berurah says that if an akum serves you the medicine, then even though you're not that sick, you're allowed to take the medicine. Because the fact that you're taking the medicine from the akum shows that you know that you need to stay away from the medicine. Amalei Abaya, Vatloi Tisbara, and you don't agree that you're allowed to drink the Lusha Tisa on Shabbos, Vatanan. Kol Oichem Oichem Adon Refuah V'Shabbos. You're allowed to eat food even though it's for therapeutic purposes. V'Kol Amash Shken Shoysen. Elamai, because if it's a regular food, people are going to say that you're eating it because that's what you're eating as your meal. The example we always give, that if you have foods that people eat for regular purposes, the example always is chicken soup. So even though you only eat chicken soup when you have a cold, but since there are many people that eat chicken soup even when they don't have a cold, so that's why you're allowed to eat chicken soup on Shabbos. However, a food which is only eaten by people for therapeutic purposes, that may not be eaten on Shabbos. So what's shtisisa? The answer is, since when it's ovo, when it's thick, it's a regular food. So therefore, even when it's loose, it's considered a food that you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Elamayis l'chomeima. Gavra, lachila kamahavan. There's no problem you eating shtisa because people will think you're eating it because that's what you want to eat on Shabbos. Hachi nami, gavra lachila kamahavan. So there's no problem with eating it on Shabbos. Lishnachrina, elamayis l'chameima, gavra lachila kamahavan, that the person's meaning to eat it, refu meilu kahavya, and the refu comes by itself. Hachi nami lachila kamahavan, refu meilu kahavya. And what's the nafgamina between the two lashonis? According to the first lashon, even though you're eating it, and it's a food that people sometimes eat, if your intention is for refuah, you would not be allowed to eat it on a Shabbos. In the second lashon, even if you had a mind that it should be refuah, as long as it's a food that's eaten, it's good enough. The tzricha, and we have to have this halacha, of Rav and Shmuel, even though we have the halacha regarding from Shabbos. Di mahai, hava mina, lachil kamachavin. Why are you allowed to eat shtisa on Shabbos? Because it's really a food. And refu memele kaavya. Aval hocha, kim del chetchil refu kamachavin. The person who makes the shtisa, the loose shtisa, maybe it should be considered a medicine. And since it's considered a medicine, lo levarcha la klal, since you're also eating it as a food, you have to make a bracha. So even though, as we discussed in our previous shiur, that the opinion of the Paiskim is that even on good-tasting medicine, you don't make a bracha, that's when it's purely a medicine. Here, we're not talking about something which is purely a medicine, and therefore halacha is you make a bracha. But, as we learned, you make a shahakal. Shall pass who I am. So we learned in the Mishnah that on bread the bracha is hamotzi. Tana rabbanan. So now the Gemara begins. What exactly is the proper nusach of the bread? Ma'u oimer. What is the nusach on the bread? Hamotzi lechem and aretz. Rav Nechemya with a hay. Rav Nechemya oimer motzi lechem and aretz without the hay. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. But motzi, if you use the word motzi, clearly, Amalai pliga the epic mashma. Everybody agrees that moitzi means that the bread was already, it's past tense. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, kale moitzi in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Ki pligi, what is the machlokes all about? Baha moitzi, when you added the hay. Rabban and Savri, ha moitzi the epic mashma. Ha moitzi also means past tense. the ksiv, as the pasuk says, hamoitzi l'chamayim mitzura chalamish. And the chemi sover hamoitzi the mapik mashma. It's future tense. Shenemar hamoitzi eschem mitach sivlos mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, how did Rabbanan explain that pasuk? For Rabbanan, hahu hachikam al kachem b'chol Yisrael. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael. Kad mefkinu luchu, when I will take you out of Mitzrayim, avdinu luchu milso, I will perform for you incredible miracles. Kehecha diyaditu, that you should know that nohu da avdus yaschem Mitzrayim, that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. There'll be the pasuk pshat is, as Ramban says, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu will perform incredible miracles, and through the performance of those incredible miracles, we will recognize and realize that Hashem was the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer says that through the man that we will eat in the Midbar, we will recognize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Other Mefarshim suggest through Kabbalah HaTorah, we will recognize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yadatim keni Hashem alakechem amoitzi, you will recognize that I took you out. Says the Gemara, Mishtavchalei Rabbanan l'Rab Zeira, Bar Rav Zvid, Achvu, the Rab Shimon Bar Rav Zvid. They praised Rav Zeira that he is a great Talmud Chacham. Don Megadlhu, Ubaki B'brachas, and he's especially proficient in Hilchas Brachas. Amlu, so Rav Zeira said, L'kshiova yetchem, I want to meet him. Zimnachad ikl gabei. So one time he came to Rav Zeira. Afikulei rifted. They took out bread and pasuf amaham moitzi. And the nusach habracha he said was moitzi. Amr. So Rav Zeira said, Zeu shayimram lav the am galhu ubaka bebrachasu, that he's such a great talmud chacham. And he explained himself. Bishlam imram ham moitzi. If he would have said ham moitzi ashmina tama, I would hear that he understands the word hamoitzi speaks about the past tense. Vashmin and I would now know the hilchos of Rabbanan, that the halachos like Rabbanan, that the proper nusach is hamoitzi. El the amem moitzi, when he uses the word moitzi, my kamashmulan. Obviously, moitzi, as we said before, is the nusach habracha that is fine, because moitzi means past tense. So ask the Ravida of it. And why did the son of Rav Zvid indeed do this? Lefuke nafshim eplukta. He wanted to avoid a machlokes. Moitzi is the safe bet. But, says the Gemara, the hilchosot halacha, as we know, is you say ha-moitzi lechem in aretz. The kaimelon k'rabbanan, we follow the opinion of the rabbanan, the amri the apik mashim. It means that ha-moitzi means past tense. So, of course, the question is, the fundamental question of the Gemara has really not been answered. Moitzi, we know, is the safe bed. Hamoitzi is not clear. So why do we say Hamoitzi, which is not clear, versus saying Moitzi, which is clear? So there are two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim is that whenever you say a bracha, you want to say it in a way that represents something new, that represents a chiddush. So moitzi doesn't really represent a chiddush. Hamoitzi, as we've been learning, represents a chiddush. That's one mahalach. But Rashi says another reason. He says, if we're going to say moitzi, we're going to have two words that end and begin with the same letter. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. The word Ha'olam ends with a mem. And then we would say Moitzi. And whenever we had, we discussed this when we spoke about the proper pronunciation of Krishma. Whenever you have two words that one word ends with the same letter as the next word, then you try to avoid having that. And that's why we prefer hamoitzi over moitzi, to not have two consecutive mems. What's the raya that that's the proper pshat? Because when it comes to bayre priagofen, why do we say bayre priagofen? Why don't we say ha bayre priagofen, like we say by moitzi? Because by moitzi, we have the problem of two letters that are the same next to each other, which, as we just said, we're trying to avoid. But there we don't have that problem, so therefore there we take the safe bet, and we say boire, we don't say ha boire. The Mishnah continued in telling us that on yarukos, on vegetables, what are the proper bracha? The proper bracha is boire pri adama. So says the Gemara, katani yarukos dumi the pas. And as I saw the Mefarshim make the point, the Mishnah, if we go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, we'll notice that the Mishnah, the order of the Mishnah is actually quite interesting. The Mishnah speaks about a peris ha'aretz oimer bayir pri adama, chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas oimer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'aretz, v'yirokos oimer bayir pri adama. So the question is, shouldn't we finish speaking about the vegetables and then speak about bread, or speak about bread and then speak about vegetables? Why do we have bread in the middle of the vegetables? Says the Gemara to teach us a locha. Ketana yarokos tumi de pas. Ma pas, how is bread made into bread? They are. You bake it. Af yarokos, namish nishtana yirei or. Cooked vegetables. That's when you make a bari pri adama. Amar avinu mishmei de abaya. Zoy semeres, from here we see. Shlokos, cooked vegetables. Mevarchin alein bari pri adama. Mamai, because as we just explained, because yarukos are next to pass. Dorosh of Chizda Meshum Rabbeinu. So says the Gemara, Chizda taught us in the name of Rabbeinu. Omanu, who is Rabbeinu? Rav. Shlokos mevarchim alein bari pri adama. On cooked vegetables, we make a bari pri adama. V'raveseinu hayordim Eretz Yisrael. Our teachers came from Eretz Yisrael. Omanu, who does that refer to? Ula mishmei to Rav Yochanan Amar. Shlokos mevarchim alein shlaka liyabedvari. Then on cooked vegetables, the bracha actually is shahakol. V'anim aimer, and I say, kol shechtchilosoi bari pri adama. Any vegetable which is meant to be eaten raw, then if you cooked it, you make a shakal nibidvari. The kosh tchilos a shakal nibidvari, if you have a vegetable that was not meant to be eaten raw, and therefore if you eat it raw, the halacha is you make a shahakal, when you cook it, bari pri adama. So what's he saying? When it comes to vegetables, we look at what is the way this vegetable is eaten. If it's normally cooked, then you'll make a bari pri adama when it's cooked. And when it's not, and when it's raw, you'll make shakal. And vice versa, if it's normally eaten raw, then the bracha will be bari pri adama when you eat it raw, and a shahakal when you eat it cooked. So I saw one of the examples when we speak about this is onion and garlic. Onion and garlic are vegetables that people don't typically eat by themselves raw. And therefore, everybody agrees that if somebody were to eat raw onions or raw garlic, the halacha would be that you should make a shahakal. Bishlama, so the Gemara goes into this statement. Bishlama, kosher tchilos or shakal nibidvaroi. Any vegetable that if you eat it raw, you make a shahakal. Sholkoi, when you cook it, you make a bari pri adama. Mishkachslo, but what kind of vegetables are we referring to? Bikarva, cabbage. Silka, beets. Vikara, pumpkins. Al kosher tchilos bari pri adama, which is a vegetable which is meant to be eaten raw, that you make a bari pri adama when you eat it raw. And when sholkoi, when you cook it, the brach becomes a shahakal. Heich mishkachslo. Answers the Gemara. Garlic and leek, which in those times were eaten raw. Dorish, Rav Nachman Shem Rabbeinu, Uman Shmuel, Shlokos, cooked vegetables, Mevarchim alein bari pri adama. V'chavreinu hayordim Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, who do I refer to? Ul Mishmeid Rav Yochanan Amar, Shlokos Mevarchim alein shakal nibidvaroi, cooked vegetables, you make a shakal nibidvaroi, V'ani Omer, and I say that this is machlokes shnuya. It's actually a machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanya, yoytzen berukik hashari. The question is, if you took a matzah and you soaked it in water, or mevoshes shloi nimuch, or you cook the matzah, but not to the degree that it dissolved, you could use it to fulfill the chiyuv matzah on Pesach. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yosi Omer, yoytzim rekik hashori, if it was soaked in water, you could indeed be yoytzim mitzvah matzah. Avloi b'mevoshel, if it was cooked, abishloi nimuch, even though it didn't dissolve. So the Gemara wants to suggest that this machloikus is connected to that machloikus. That just like cooked matzah, if it's not dissolved, it retains its original status, so too, cooked vegetables retain their original status. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that cooked matzah, even though it's still whole, loses its original status, so too will he hold that cooked vegetables lose their original status and you don't make a bari priya dafma. Says the Gemara, the two machlokes are not connected. V'lohi. The kulama, everybody could agree that b'shalokas mevorachin la bari priya dafma, that cooked vegetables make a bari priya dafma. That kind of come Rabbi Yossi Hossam. Why did Rabbi Yossi say that with cooked matzah, you can't be yoytzah, mitzvah matzah, el mishim debin and tam matzah? To fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, you have to have the taste of matzah. And when it's cooked, it doesn't taste like matzah. Avol hocha, when it comes to cooked vegetables, afil Rabbi Yossi Moida, it still tastes like a vegetable, and you should be able to make a bari priya dafma. Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlokos, cooked vegetables, mevorachin lai bari priya dafma. Rabbi Yom ben Yofis Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, shlokos, mevorachin lai shakal nibidvori. I say that on cooked vegetables, you make a shakal. Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok, kava ula l'shabeshtei, ula, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you make a shakal on cooked vegetables, based his incorrect psak, Kava ula l'shabeshtei, b'shabeshtei means a mistake. He established his incorrect psak based on what he heard from Rabbi Yom ben Yossi. Says the Gemara, Tamei bar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira wondered how this ever got established in the yeshiva. V'chi ma'inyin, Rabbi Yom ben Yofis, etzel Rabbi Chibar Abba. How can we compare Rabbi Yom ben Yofis's report to Rabbi Chibar Abba's report? We know, says the Gemara, that Rav Chibar Abba daik v'gomish matzim Rav Yochanan Rabbi. He was very careful to pay attention very carefully to whatever Rav Yochanan said. Rav Yomim ben Yofis loy daik. He was not so precise. Furthermore, v'ay Rav Yochanan bar Abba kol klas in yodim mahad talmudika made Rav Yochanan Rabbi. He would review everything he learned every 30 days. Farshim say it doesn't mean everything he learned. Anything new that he learned in the past 30 days, he would review before Rabbi Yochanan to make sure that he heard and understood it correctly. Rabbi Yom ben Yofis, loy mahadr, would not do so. Void ba'amidein va'amidan, without these different points, the hu turmas of the shalkalei shiva zimna b'kadera, there was a turmas abin, which they cooked 7 times in a pot, and they ate it as a dessert. Also, v'shalul Rabbi Yochanan, and they want to ask Rabbi Yochanan what bracha should be said. So we clearly see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that on a cooked vegetable you make a bar priya dama. Void, says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Chibar Abba, ani reisi es Rabbi Yochanan shachal zayis malich. He ate a salted olive, and throughout Shas we have the concept. A meliach kireseach, that when you salt something extensively, it's like cooking it. And v'erchalat chil v'soif, and he made a bracha at the beginning and the end. And the Gemara makes its point. Yam b'shlama shlokas b'masayu kaimi. If we'll say that cooked vegetables still keep the bracha of bari pri adama, b'tchil v'erchalat bari pri eitz. So here on the cooked, on the salted olives, you would make a bari priya eitz. Upsoif, olives are one of the shivas aminim. The bracha achroin and the shivas aminim is mevarchal la bracha ach mein shalosh. Eli am shlokish labim masayu kaimi. If we're going to say something cooked, or as we're learning now, not just something cooked, but something that is heavily salted equals cooked. So Bishlam Betchilim Avarach LaShakel Nebedvari. When he said they made a bracha at the beginning, it was a shahakel. El B'soif Mai Mevarach. What was the bracha? So Mefarshim said, what do you mean, where was the bracha? It was a bar in the Farshis. So the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, as we spoke about this in the previous year as well, that originally the bracha that was established for bar in the Farshis was only established for eggs and meat. Food that comes from a living thing, from an animal. But on something else, there was no bracha achrayna. So if at that point there was no bracha achrayna on something that you make a shahakel, unless it's a meat or an egg, how does it say you made a bracha achrayna? Says the Gemara, Dilma bar in the fashis, Rabbi Chasrayna kol mashabara, it's referring to the time when they started making a bar in the fashis, even on vegetables. So we have no raya that on vegetables, Rabbi Yochanan says, on cooked vegetables, he held you make a bari priya, domit bari priya, maybe he held you make a shakal. Says the Gemara, but Masa Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, Yerokish Adam Yotze ben Yidei Chavosa b'Pesach, the Mishnah says that the different vegetables that you could use on Pesach, Yotze behen, you could use the actual vegetable, or you could use Kalach Shalem, you could use the stalk. Avloi Kvushim, not if they're soaked in water. V'loi shlukin, not if they're cooked, overcooked. V'loi mevushalim, if they're cooked. Says the Gemara, v'sakadatach b'masayukai, if we're saying that a cooked vegetable retains its original bracha of a bari pri adama. So the question is, shlukin amayloi, why can't you use cooked mara? Answers the Gemara, it has nothing to do with the halacha of brachas on vegetables. It could well be that the bracha of a cooked vegetable is still adama. But there, why are you eating that? You're not eating it because you want to eat a vegetable. You're eating it because you want to be mekayim mitzvah smarer. And when they're cooked, shani hasan bein and tam marer, you want to have the taste of marer. And if it's not marer, if it's cooked, it loses the taste of marer. And actually, here we learned that kvushim, if something is left to be kavush, it also loses the name of marer. Which means that if you leave marer in water for 24 hours, according to that Mishnah, you can't use it for maror. You should be careful to change the water and not leave it sitting in the same water for 24 hours. Another question that's discussed on this Gemara is that the Gemara says here that we saw Rabbi Yochanan eat zayis mliach. He ate a cooked olive. And the Gemara says, in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Amar Belozer Rav Tzadik, Kishisi Lai Mitarei Etzar Rav Yochanan HaChroni, when I learned Tarei Rav Yochanan HaChroni, Reisi, I saw that he ate different foods, and he said that he ate olives. But the question is, the Gemara in Masechta Hori says that somebody who eats olives, HaRogel B'Zeisim, somebody who eats Zeisim, Meshakech Talmudoi, will forget his learning. So the question is, how could Rabbi Yochanan eat olives? So one teretz that they suggest, it's only if rogel. If somebody does this all the time, if once in a while you do it, it's not a problem. The Arizal says that this concern about eating olives is only by Amoritz. But a person who's a Talmud Chacham, clearly Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud Chacham, we don't have that concern. The Yavit says, it's only if somebody makes olives into the main part of his meal. But if he eats a little olives with his meal, it's not a problem. And then the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh brings down the minig, which many people have, that olives, as we're learning now, are not good. But there's another Gemara that says, Shemen Zayis, olive oil, Meshiv Talmud Shel Shivim Shana. Even something that you learned 70 years ago, eat some olive oil and you'll remember it. And you'll remember your Torah. So what you should do is pour into the jar of olives some olive oil. And olive oil will be the antidote to olives. And then you can eat olives. So the olives that Rabbi Yochanan ate in Al Gemara, he poured some olive oil on. And therefore he could eat olives and not be concerned that he'll forget his learning. Chas v'shalom.